Is your job at stake? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The first order of business when Congress returns next week is to vote on giving the president the power to negotiate the big trade agreement known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm pretty sure the Republicans were tempted to nickname it Obama Trade, except as it turns out, a lot of them like it. It's the Democrats who hate it. Democrats like presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who says it could cost you your job. Just look at Nike, he says, which once upon a time made its running shoes right here in America.
Today, over 330,000 workers manufacture Nike's products in Vietnam, where the minimum wage is 56 cents an hour.
But the way U.S. companies see it, that's yesterday's news.
Who will shape the economy of tomorrow? Will it be us? Or will we leave that responsibility to our economic competitors?
The ominous music tells you which side they're on. Companies in states that depend on products shipped across the Pacific want America to set the rules.
Absolutely.
Eric Schinfeld is the president of Washington State's Council on International Trade.
Trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership force countries to raise their standards.
So you mean we could tell Vietnam that your minimum wage is unfair and you must raise it?
That is exactly right.
And it turns out there's a similar deal under discussion between the U.S. and Europe. And it occurs to me that if we're allowed under this deal to tell Vietnam to raise its minimum wage, what would stop the high-wage nations of Europe from telling us to raise our minimum wage? And wouldn't Bernie Sanders actually like that? No wonder Congress is confused. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.